This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously. Right? Don't do anything stupid. Get informed. You'll be able to speak to others about it. It's really that simple. That's what we keep saying, it's that simple. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com where you can, you know, support the same causes that we support, right? The ones that you support, the one Mike Lindell supports, the same things in most cases. You get a great pillow. You get great stuff. How's that? Seriously. And so head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% on whatever product it is that you're buying. And, you know, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, towels are great, by the way. We use the towels. I think they're great. They really do absorb stuff up, unlike some of them that just kind of seem to wipe it away, you know, instead of absorbing it. But head over there, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You'll save some money. I'll make some money. Mike makes some money. And everything that you know, that you support, he supports. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, just be part of it. Seriously. Just be part of it. All right. The Texas deployed the National Guard troops. They got them on riot gear there on the border. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. So, there's 2,500 National Guards people there on the border now. But they're, you know, federal, right? And they're not just protecting the border. They're supporting the Border Patrol in non-law enforcement activities. So here's the thing, I said it the other night, and I'm going to say it again. You can't have our National Guard act as policemen, all right, in law enforcement. So do this. Have the Guard do all the administrative stuff. Have them all do it. And let the Border Patrol do their job. They have a right to do it, right, legally. So let them do it. And then the National Guard doesn't have to be involved in police work. Just great. And this picture is now coming in of the National Guard in Brownsville, Texas, that are holding all these entry points closed. Right? They're standing there. They're protecting the border. They're blocking illegals from entering the U.S., which is the way it should be. It's what the Americans should be doing. It's what the National Guard for this country, the people supporting this country, it's what they should be doing as well. Okay? This is ridiculous. We can't handle it. We can't handle this kind of influx. It doesn't matter what you bleeding hearts think. You think we ought to be doing. It's just like that what's happening in Chicago. You heard the story a few minutes ago. We're in Chicago. They're using a high school in the South Side. And what is the South Side mostly? Yeah, mostly black families. to put these people in. They're feeding them. They're taking care of their medical. They're keeping them warm. They're making sure they're off the streets. And what about the homeless? What about the people who did pay into the system? How come you're not helping them? What's going on there? Just be real about it. Tell the truth. And Mayorkas, again, he's even out there. Now he's got to be getting nervous now. Because it ain't looking good. It's actually getting worse. And they're watching them pile up. They're not going to be able to hold these people back. Mark my words. There's just no way. The Arizona mayor now wants a community of mass migrant release coming up in just a few hours. Look, if this was all not a big deal, you know, again, mainstream media is not covering this. They're not interested in covering it at all. But if there wasn't a problem, then why are Democrat mayors worried? Democrat governors worried? Right? The mayor of Yuma, Arizona, he's warning his community that U.S. Customs and Border Protection are going to release illegal immigrants into the city. It'll make it the first time in 2 years that migrants have been released into the streets. Mayor Doug Nichols put out a message to all his constituents not to worry because the immigrants who are being released were thoroughly vetted. Hey, full faith and strength of the U.S. government, right? He said, not to worry. They've been thoroughly vetted. They've been given notice to appear. And they're required to appear in immigration court. Which, what did we just hear? What did we recently just hear about this? 92% of these people are not showing up at court. Which means they're running around free in the country. And cities along the border, they're freaking out because they don't know what to do at this point. So, how is this helping us again? How is this helping the country? I'm curious. Now, these people are lining up at the border because, again, they've been told that once the order is lifted, they can come on in any way they want to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In Texas, the Department of Public Safety and Military, they've cleared a bunch of brush, and they're placing that, concertina wire? Along the Rio Grande River. Right? And the wire's meant to prevent cars. Let me tell you what. You make it deep enough, high enough, wide enough, whatever, they won't come in. They'll find another way to go. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Virginia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, all right? I mean, seriously. All right. Back to how, you know, we've got the Arizona mayor who's warning about the masses that are going to be released into their city. This is not craziness. This is a reality. This is now Democrats screaming. Now, you know, if you got Democrats screaming about this, then it is a problem. Governor Abbott's taking some unprecedented actions to protect the border. Now, he's technically, and he can't say he is, technically he's not protecting the border. He's protecting the Texas state line. Really that simple. I mean, they're putting up barbed wire, all kinds of stuff, or what they call it, concertina wire. I mean, that stuff is supposed to be extremely sharp. all over that. Some of you go, oh, what about the little kids? Well, listen, if the parents love their kids, keep the kids away from the fence. Come in the right way. Come in legally. Come in properly. I mean, Mayorkas is now saying if they come in a certain way, they'll be sent right, turned around and sent right back. I don't believe them, not for a second. And again, last week they deployed 1,500 troops. For what? Not to keep them out, to process them faster. That's totally ridiculous. Along with these additions, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, he said the border's not open. Don't worry about it. We got you covered. Oh, God. And they do it with such a straight face, don't they? I'm telling you, it never stops right now. He did do one really good thing, all right? And he cut off a reporter who tried to talk about the Border Patrol whipping migrants from their horses, right? He got into a spat with White House reporter April Ryan on Thursday after she accused the federal government of whipping Haitian migrants across crossing the U.S. border back, I guess it was in late 2021, right? She brought up the old but this is all they know how to do anyway. It's not news for them. It's whatever they think will work for them. After she brought up the old allegations, which the government debunked in an official investigation, Mayorkas corrected her. He declared it never happened. The reporter said, yes, it did. Mayorkas, he said, listen, for the record, your claims are incorrect. You are wrong. The exchange took place, I guess it was Thursday, at the White House press briefing. Now, again, there was an investigation done. And people still didn't like it. Some of the far left still didn't like it. And the thing that she doesn't really understand is the federal agents on horseback, they were not whipping the Haitian migrants. The photograph using, they showed them, I've done this horseback riding. They use split reins, which are whip-like in appearance, and they control their horses with them. So now, you know, it's like, but the problem is that Mayorkas jumped all over that in the beginning. And said they shouldn't have been whipping the migrants. It's not, he should have said that. He said, look, we don't know what happened yet. We're looking into it. We're going to find out what's going on. Anyway. Another thing, Ryan got really indignant, shot back, saying, I'm sorry, I saw it differently. They were whipped with something from the horse, reins from the horse, maybe either the video or the picture was fixed, but what I saw was totally different. Mayorkas discounted her claim again, saying, yep, I'm going to leave you as corrected and move on, which is what you should be doing. As a matter of fact, I would have looked at her and said, listen, if you're going to lie about it, you can't ask me any more questions. All right, you go back and read the report, you look at the picture, then come back and talk to me. That's the best way to do it. 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, with everything that's going on out there, and I mean everything, you really need to be all over this stuff. You really need to be paying attention to your kids. Pay attention to what they're being shown, what they're dealing with. You know, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, he's calling for more resources for mental health following a mass shooting, that mass shooting there in Allen, Texas. Now, Abbott presented those resources as a solution for gun violence. But, again, there's a whole bunch of whacked people out there who think this has everything to do with guns and nothing to do with mental health. Because a perfectly normal, grounded person who understands the value of life is always on the lookout to take a gun and kill somebody. Don't you know that? Don't you? The, you know, they go on to say what Texas is doing in a big way is they're working to address that anger, he says. but going to its root cause, which is addressing the mental health problems. You know, people want quick solutions. Well, quick solutions isn't taking care of guns. You really think they're not going to find another way to kill people if they really want to do damage? Have you heard about the people that have gone through with a pickup truck or a van, wiped out people at the parades? I mean, think about it. There's nothing new going on here. And now, you've got people on the far, far left. So look, I say, this has nothing to do with mental health. It's got everything in the world to do with the guns itself. Just crazy. So they want low-capacity magazines. They want universal background checks. Stuff that's already happening with the exception of the low-capacity magazines. That's not happening everywhere yet, don't I say. And they want to stop the immunity for gun manufacturers. Sure. I'm fine with that as long as you stop the immunity for car manufacturers. Right? Somebody mows down, those people that have mowed down people at a parade route. If it's a GMC, then that truck, the GMC needs to be liable for all those deaths. What do you think? Same idea. It's not clear that addressing the state's mental health crisis will have any meaningful impact. See, it's a total solution. You need to have businesses, schools, parents, everybody has to be somewhat involved. Nobody can be afraid of calling out what took place, right? And why truly there needs to be mental health. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Local officers in southern border towns raising concern about the current surge of immigration. West Texas DPS Regional Director Jose Sanchez says the situation is a disaster and the Biden administration is to blame.
What were you doing during the 2 years? Why are you waiting till now on D-Day of the end of Title 42 to start deploying resources and coming up with a plan?
Sanchez says he has not gotten any help from the feds and worries there may be civil unrest soon. The Biden administration also now directing Customs and Border Protection protection to begin releasing immigrants into the country without court dates or the ability to track them. The head of J.P. Morgan Chase is warning that a U.S. default could cause a financial panic. In an interview with Bloomberg TV, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon said the bank will begin daily meetings about the debt ceiling on May 21st. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-GO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And you know, you do that. Come on, we've talked about this a million times. The way you do that, really, is you get informed. Because once you get informed, the rest of it's pretty easy. You step out of the information, you have the truth. You let people know what that truth is, and you go forward from there. No, really. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and not part of the problem. You know, I was talking about this a little earlier, and it's becoming more and more and more and more and more and more prevalent, right? Dozens of school districts now, they're embracing, you know, the equitable grading, and most professors, most educators see this as a problem. They actually see it as setting these people up, setting these kids up for failure. Right? Now, no child enjoys homework, right? Come on. Be honest about it. Don't tell me you couldn't wait to get to school to get your homework or take your test. Now, or the hour, you know, they don't like the hours got to put in. They'd rather come home and play. But all these tasks are vital to education. You need to have tests. You need to have homework. You need to understand. And it just doesn't teach you how to add. It teaches you how to work through things. And again, like I said, it's not just for academic reasons, right? The mundane work that comes along with learning. Children learn self-discipline. They learn the lesson that success is not just handed to you. It doesn't come by snapping your fingers or just adding two numbers, because you can add them wrong. You might follow the process incorrectly. The nice thing about math is you have a process. You have a process to carry out step by step by step to get success. And it might take a little while, right? It's a small wonder that educators are now doing away with these tools. No, really, it's sad, it's sick. And they're calling these tools, homework, math, and so forth, a form of white supremacy. It's an idea that people must actually work for what they want. Oh my God, we can't have that now, right? And again, forget academic rigor, because rigor is also a form of white supremacy. You know what they really should do? They should actually put together. I'm gonna get slapped. They should put together a list of what isn't white supremacy. Because we probably, for them, would get it on a sticky note, right? Several school districts nationwide have embraced this move towards equitable grading, a system in which students are expected to learn, you know, classroom material without ever being rewarded for it or penalized. If they fail, you know, this is not a big deal. Under the new model that they're trying to push, homework is assigned but not required. Did you hear me? Isn't that like the speed limit sign saying, suggested speed limit? They would never do that with me. Now, test scores come with, you know, multiple retake opportunities now until you get it right, until you pass the test. Not how it was done with us. You had to wait a week to take it again. You had to go back and you had to restudy. Because you can remember most of the questions you got and most of it the day before. So you taking a test over the next day, not the best. Right? Now, behavior, including attendance, no longer a factor in students' final grade. Why? Because it has nothing to do with whether they can read or write. No, that's not true. If they're not there, they're not going to learn how to read and write. If they're not there and put the time in, see, if it doesn't matter whether they're there or not, if it doesn't matter that they have to have so much time in the class, then stop making it a requirement. Stop making it a requirement for these kids to go to school. It's at 180 to 200 days a year. Stop making it a requirement for themselves for the class. If you're not going to penalize them for it, how do you expect it to happen? Now, supporters say the reason they have to take this approach on, right, is because some kids, well, they have hardships. They have to work at home. They have to help the family business. They go through a whole list of stuff. Right? Apparently, students who have a stable home life are the only ones that can finish or complete homework assignments, study, and be ready for school. Which is so not true. They go on to say the classrooms are pressure cookers. Now, Joe Feldman is a pioneer of equitable learning. He said students now are able to relax. You know, they can say, I can have a bad day and I can spend more time on things that I like. Right? Changes the way the classroom feels. You know what? Classroom shouldn't be a place where you're just always feeling upbeat and happy. Because I'll tell you what, some of those kids get in there and they know they haven't studied. They know that they're behind on something. I mean, think about it. They're nervous. Of course they will. Equitable learning has changed the way classrooms feel to operate, but not for the better. One student who experienced these grading changes said they incentivized poor work habits. They noted that even some of the highest achieving students in Las Vegas High School had stopped showing up to class unless it was an exam. It doesn't help. I mean, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, recent article, I think this was in Newsweek, one of those anyway. California ranks dead last for opportunity. Now remember, we just had a story, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal or wherever it was, one of the biggies, about how great California was, how it had more opportunities than anywhere else. Now we have, oh, this one's from U.S. News. Right? It's out with its best states rankings, which details California's demise by showing how far the Golden State has fallen. Now, they rank states based on crime and corrections, the economy, education, fiscal stability, health care, infrastructure, and the natural environment, and so on. California came in number 33 overall, while Florida ranked number 10. Now, you know that Newsom's running around the country telling you how bad Florida is. Right? You may want to read this report before he travels around the country for his second round. Now, under crime and corrections, the Northeast states dominate. New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont come in at the top of the index, with California ranked number 23. right? Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Virginia, Idaho, Hawaii, rounding out the top 10. Now, the economy, the rankings are interesting. Number one is Utah, which ranked number 7 in business environment, but number 1 in employment, and number 2 in growth. Utah also ranked in, came in at number 1 for the best state overall. Number 2 is Idaho, ranking number 1 in growth. Number 8 is business environment. Number 5 is employment. Look at these states that are up there. Number 3 is Colorado, coming in at number 5 in business environment. 6 in employment, 12th in gross. Growth. Oh, and here's the one you got to love this, right? Now, Newsom loves to brag that California is the 4th largest economy in the world, which means nothing. That's right, if you don't know how to handle it, it means nothing. California's economy came in number 29, with number 2 in business environment, number 38 in employment, and a dismal number 43 in growth, thousands and thousands of layoffs in Silicon Valley. Businesses are moving out of California. States that rank best for education, ready? Florida, number 1. It jumped 28 spots since 2017. And according to their education standards, they ranked number 14 for pre-K and number 1 for higher education. It's just amazing. And he's running around telling everybody how great we are. How great things are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Oh, ooh. California came in number 34 for infrastructure. Came in number 50 for opportunity. I want to hit some of these on the other side of the break. Not just for California, some of these other states. Great job. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mascini Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, and just being involved and engaged. You know, that way there you'll know what's going on. All right, this just in. I always wanted to do that. I need one of those news tickers. This just in. Federal judge just blocked Joe Biden, the administration, from implementing a policy that allows for the release of migrants without court dates, just hours away from the end of Title 42. Judge Ken Weatherall, the second, he imposed a two-week restraining order on the Biden administration. The policy would see migrants released on parole with conditions. I mean, who came up with that one? Right? The policy was outlined in a Border Patrol memo which says the migrants can be allowed into the country on parole, a process typically reserved for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. If Customs and Border Patrol faces overcrowding, the memo calls for the practice of parole conditions and migrants are required to make an appointment with Immigration and Customs. Yeah, I am sure they'll be all over that, don't you? Under parole release, migrants are rapidly released into the country. They don't get an alien registration number, and they do not receive a court date. Now, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody had sued, arguing the policy was materially identical to a parole plus ATD, which I don't know what the heck that means. It was blocked by the same judge back in March. So as this flushes out, I'll keep you up on what's going on, I promise. 855-REAL-JOE. You got something to say about this? 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. It's really the only way you're going to get anything done. It's the only way you're going to be part, well, it'll be the only way that you're actually part of the solution. Seriously. All right. We talked about California ranking, but let's say California. When you look at some of these, right? The California came in a miserable number 50 for opportunity, but behind Mississippi and West Virginia, who were just ahead of Louisiana. And then you got Arkansas. Why? Because no one could afford to live there or to buy a house or open a business. California ranked number 24 in economic opportunity. Just really bad. You look at some of these other states, they're doing so much better. Now, in the overall, who wants to live there, who wants to move there, who wants to work there, it's disgusting. California ranked 33 overall. Once the Golden State was the land of opportunity, everybody wanted to come. Matter of fact, I wanted to come here. Right? I came here from Boston because of the weather. It was going to be here or Texas, one of the two. And I came here because of the weather, the beaches. I saw what San Francisco looked like, very much like Boston, although I decided to come south because it was much warmer here. And you got, you know, what was it? Right now, I think Sacramento is about 11,000 plus. No, actually, I think it's closer to 12,000. That are squatting, they're drug addicted, they're ill, they're homeless. And they were invited to live on the streets. Look, I went down to, in the Los Angeles area, I was heading down that way. I went down there with my son. Everything looked kind of normal and good and clean and whatever. We get off the freeway, or the highway, as some of you call it. Took a turn under the bridge. And there were just rows of RVs. There were rows of tents. There were rows of small houses. And some of these small houses didn't just fall off the truck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. It just, again, and nobody's moving them, nobody's helping them, nobody's getting them the help. And you should see them. They're sitting there arguing with themselves. I'm looking around going, if there's a demon there, I can't see him. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. They need help. Somebody needs to get these people help. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse. It's never going to get better for them. It's never going to make them, I don't want to say feel better, because that's not the word I'm looking for, really. And at some point in time, if we don't step up, man, it is going to be so bad. I mean, our kids are going to have a hard time. And they're not going to have a hard time just because I don't like what I see. They're going to have a hard time because they're not going to be able to survive in the real world. They're not going to have the skills it takes. They're not going to be able to push through things. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. I know, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right, here it comes. All right? We have another one. No, really. I mean, there's no way around it. You know it's going to keep coming. Now we have, the CDC says we have a drug-resistant ringworm. We've seen it in the U.S. for the first time. Well, how'd that get over here? So for the first time, two cases of highly contagious drug-resistant ringworm infections. They've been detected in a few people here in the U.S. The, I'm just a They've been detected in the United States, according to the Center for Disease Control. CDC says the infections were found in two patients in New York City, and who they didn't improve with treatments. So if that's the case, and they didn't improve with treatments, you know, think about it. Do we not know about this? I thought science was so advanced. First patient was a 20-year-old woman who developed a widespread eruption. I don't even want to know what that means. The woman was pregnant at the time, and diagnosis had no known exposure to a person with a similar rash, no history. Second person, 47-year-old woman, she developed the same thing. Now, she got it while she was in Bangladesh and came back here. So she went through multiple treatments, no improvements, and both of them saw their demise. So now you have another dangerous situation. Now, there's only two. I realize that. But you know how these people work. Right? You know exactly how they work. All right, so at Starbucks, I love these rapid-fire stories because I don't hang on them for a long time. I think they're great. Starbucks fires a trans barista. Do they mean like a tea maker that now... Anyway. A trans barista screaming at the customer to get out after being misgendered. It's just amazing, right? So they think they're allowed to yell and scream at you. And this is not trans only. No, really. I mean, this is truly that this is truly has to do specifically with the fact that this group of people, this what is it, maybe a Gen Zer, I don't know, have been brought up thinking that they can berate, they can yell, they can scream at you, and there's nothing you can do about it. They have a right to do it. The Starbucks coffee shop fired this employee right away. In a video, the former employee of Starbucks coffee shop, berated a customer, refused to give him service, and hurled accusations at the person, calling him transphobic after being offended by misgendering. If you look at the picture, I would have misgendered too. You know, I'm not going to sit there every time I talk to somebody, I'm sorry, what's your pronoun? Not going to do it. You know? You're not a phobic. I wish they would understand truly what phobia means. Do you know what I'm saying? Transphobic, homophobic, foodophobic, I don't even know anymore. It's just so ridiculous at this point. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the way you win. It's the way we all win, right? California high school graduate says that ethnic studies, we're back at this again. The class is teaching minorities that they can never be successful. I just said this the other day. This is so true. Right? When you go down this road of you're a victim, 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 and that's all you say to them, because that's what they're doing. You've always been a victim, you always will be a victim, there's nothing you can do to change this. Till all the white folks die off, that's when you can change it. It's just amazing at that point. It doesn't help them. It doesn't help anybody move forward. It doesn't help anybody get better. Right? Come on, you guys know this. All right, take a breath. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the third hour. Got any questions? You can email to me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or real simple, hop in the chat room at joemazzini.com, joemazzini.com. You can watch live, listen live, and get involved in the chat. We'll be back in a few minutes.